Oh my God. Whoa. This was a bad idea. We're about to put these photos up on our Instagram. It's all part of Joe's Need to Know News. But if you have not seen, if you have not used the Snapchat, they have like a gender swap thing where a guy can look like a girl and a girl can look like a guy. This ain't right. I'm just throwing it out there. This is the work of the devil.
I have a mullet.
You actually look douchey, but surprisingly, like, I think girls would say that Alex looks cute as a guy. All right, if you want to see, just follow us right now. We'll put those up there in just a second, at Joe and Alex Show. All right, starting out with fun debt news. Nearly two-thirds of millennials are living paycheck to paycheck, and just 38% feel financially stable. That sucks.
That's really sad.
It's terrible. Over 59% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. However, the millennial generation, that is people 22 to 38, was the most likely to struggle in between payday at 62% of people, followed by Generation X, that's 60%, so not much difference. Generation Z, that's about 55%, and baby boomers, 53%. That's over half of people.
Wow.
I'm finally at the point in my life, and like, I don't know, it's a therapy session on the air right now. I always talk to my therapist, whether I make $30,000 or $300,000, I think I'm always going to be worried about money because I had financial issues growing up. But I'm at the point finally where it's like, we got that little emergency fund we talked about before with Pork Chop. Like, God forbid my car, another drunk driver hits me or something. Okay, I got a $500 deductible. I'll be okay.
There is such a thing as financial trauma, and you can go to a special therapy for that. If you had
I probably would
financial
need to.
Childhood trauma, because it affects you as an adult.
I need like 10 therapists though, Alex. I don't know if I'm going to be able to... which one I'm going to be able to see because I have so many issues, but that's something I could check out. This is good news. Nunchucks are now legal in Arizona after Governor Doug Ducey, I like the name, by the way, dropping a Ducey, signed a law lifting the ban on the martial arts weapon. They were,
thank God.
They were on the list prohibited, state's prohibited weapons list, along with automatic firearms, sawed-off shotguns, grenades, and IEDs. So you got all those things, and like, oh, by the way, nunchucks not allowed.
Yeah, that's super surprising. I mean, what else are you supposed to do in the desert? You got to get your Chuck Norris on.
Exactly. I mean, if Chuck Norris has one, it should be like the official like thing of, you know, item of protection. You have a nunchuck, then a gun.
Exactly.
Because a good nunchuck person can stop a bullet. You know that, right? Sad, and I don't get it. I just don't understand how people are this dumb. I mean, I'm dumb, but I'm not stupid. A boy called 911 to report that he and six other children had been left in a car. This happened in Maryland. The windows were rolled up, and the motor was not running. I mean, that's not safe, but at least if the AC was running, they could be cooler. But you know how hot it gets in there? The Charles County Sheriff's Office explained that the children ranged in age from 2 to 4 years old, and it's likely it was the eldest child who called 911. The boy told authorities that the children were hot, and they didn't know where they were. Deputies traced the call to a shopping center and helped the kids. Deputies say the driver arrived about 10 minutes later, so still inside the store.
Oh, my gosh.
Having already been gone for 20 minutes. So that's 30 minutes you're leaving the kids alone.
Thank God those kids called.
You know, what would have happened, Alex? What really could have happened?
They probably could have died.
The driver, a mother of two who was babysitting five other kids, was charged with confinement of children inside a motor vehicle. Like, how
good.
Pissed are you if that's a person, like your friend, too? I'm like, hey, Alex, can you watch little Joey and little Bobby?
It happens way more than you know. People letting people that should not be around kids watch their kids.
Okay, we're putting these photos up right now. It's hard for me to do both while I'm talking, but they will be up there if you follow us at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. Wow, there's a new Snapchat. It's kind of a gender swap filter. If you're a guy, you can look like a girl. Girl look like a guy. And I got to be honest, I don't know what to say. But first of all, Alex, you haven't seen this before. What do you think of Pork Chop?
He looks like a girl named Angela.
Okay, I can see it.
Your name would be Angela.
Now, you have a sister. Some people say they look like their siblings. Do you feel like Pork Chop, you look like your sister at all?
No.
Your mom?
No.
Okay. They're pretty hot. So now, Alex, I figured out how to do the right filter, and I kind of feel like I'm a mixture of like a bearded lady and Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. The reason why? Check it out.
Oh, they gave Joe blonde hair. You do look like a bearded lady.
Do you ever wonder what I look like as a blonde?
That's hilarious.
See, check that out. This is on our Instagram. I'm going to put up there right now, at Joe and Alex Show, if you go give us a follow. And Pork Chop, I'll show you first. This is really creepy. Does your brother look like this at all?
No.
Alex? Okay. Check out Alex. I think the pose really sets it off. But
you look like Jersey Shore.
Now, let me
like
ask you, Pork Chop. If people don't know, you're bisexual. You have a boyfriend right now. Let's say you were single. Would you go for this guy?
I have a mullet in the picture.
You do on the side.
Yeah, I've got a mullet going on.
That is so impressive. Oh, my God. All right. And I think Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston.
Oh, the prettiest girl.
Oh, God, you look like a thought. Look at Lenny Bree.
Yeah, he's a, she's a, I should say she is up to no good.
Yeah, girl, I know what you be doing on the weekends. All right. You can see that on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Let's see here. Oh, another thing going on. And I have to ask this, because I see these things that say the latest trend, this and that, but I've got to ask Alex and Liv, because they're the ones that are actually, like, living it. According to the latest Instagram trend, leaving cleavage is out and under boob is in. They're saying, like, the bottom part of your boobs, like, having a suit that kind of shows a little bit of that is, like, the hot thing now for your bathing suit.
Not into that.
Have you seen any girls that do that? Yeah. I saw the photos. I mean, I had to do my research.
It's trashy.
I like trashy, but it seems like, won't your boob pop out?
That's how I would feel.
Seems dangerous. And finally, you know, we're going to end the news with some good food stuff. Oreo announced the newest cookies being added. The summer cookie collection is going to be s'mores. That'll be in June. They also have Thin Mint. They also have Marshmallow Moon and Baskin-Robbins Mint Chocolate Chip.
I thought they were doing chili.
What?
Chili flavored.
Who would want a chili flavored cookie?
Apparently people like chocolate and chili.
What?
That's what
you
I heard.
You guys are weird people. Poor Chop, would you do some chocolate and chili with some cornbread?
I'd try a little piece and see if it was good or not.
I can't believe he would try
just
it.
A little tiny piece.
I mean, I like chili and I like chocolate. I just don't know if it goes together.
I'm just kidding. I made that up.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm gullible now. I was going to point. There's a sixth flavor. It's chili and chocolate. All right. See all this online right now at joeandalexshow.com.